All right.
Bless him, Lord.
We don't know where we're going. Bless him, Lord. Turn to Luke chapter 2, Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians chapter 4. All week long, for everyone to sit this while, I ain't had nothing laid on my heart. Went on commission to the nursing home this evening after my wife got home and pacing here and there out in the yard over the barn. Made me a path. Made it deep. Yeah, many places. One of the nursing homes, you come across something, they're just talking, and there's something that stuck with me. Well, I thought, well, I got it made. He went to talk, and all of a sudden she got in the Bible, come across something, said something that stuck with me. So we're stuck in two places, but we don't know exactly where we're going to go. We're just going to have to step out on faith, and this is out of my territory, this is out of my field. I've always been trusting to being able to Lord give me something 3 or 4 days before I had to preach and give me time to study on different things, but not the case this time. Maybe one of them times I'll be the first on the altar, amen? Well, it'll be the first time, brother, I tell you. The Bible says in St. Luke's Gospel chapter 2, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world shall be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cesarius was governor of Caesarea, and all were to be taxed, every one in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the legion of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddled clothes and laid him in a manger, and because there was no room for them in the inn. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, reading of that of God's word, states this, and starting about verse 13. It says, "But I would not have you ignorant, brother, concerning this one thing which you sleep. You saw not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them also which slept in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort ye one another with these words." Paul and Jesus and John were probably the only three that I know in the Word of God that brings that of the catching away to life. And they put great emphasis on that of the catching away, or that of the resurrection, of the coming of that of the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to Thee this hour, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, you help me to be able to step aside, dear God, and Lord, to do, dear Heavenly Father, with me that of Thy will, dear God. Lord, we pray that you anoint that of my lips, this earthly vessel, dear God, Lord, to that of Thy glory, not the mine, and Lord, to take this word, dear Heavenly Father, and let it go out in the hearts of that of Thy people, dear God. Lord, that it may be a help to them and not a hurt, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, to touch each and every one of us, dear God, and that of Thy blessed will, dear Heavenly Father, and remember, dear God, Lord, those that are with us this night, dear God, you know the hearts, you know the situations, and Lord, to bless those that have come, dear Heavenly Father, and Lord, if they be in need here tonight, dear God, to be met, dear Lord, only you can meet that night. The preacher can't do it, the laymen can't do it, but you can do it, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. I want us to just go ahead and go back to St. Luke's Gospel. I know I introduced our calling up that of the catching away, but for some reason we just need to go back where we first read, just set this one aside, and we may I'll get it one of these days, I don't know, but the Bible said there as we began to get into this, and I really don't have any thoughts, we'll get out of it what we can. I don't know exactly where God's going, but the Bible said there came a time whenever that of Mary and Joseph was to be tasked concerning that of the degree that was set up in the light of the government. And they went up every man to his own city up there to pay the tribute or the taxes which way would you unto them. And the Bible says they came a day whenever Mary was exposed to that the Holy Spirit, and she conceived within that of a womb, and she brought forth out of a child. My friend, I tell you, I want to go ahead and give you this thought. This coming to my head, I know how she failed. I just dwell on that just for a little while. I know how she failed. And the Bible says that the day was accomplished where that upon her, and she brought forth out of a child. And she wrapped him in that swaddling clothes. My friend, I want you to think about this just for a little while, moms and dads. Think about when you first brought that of a child into this world. How you was able to take hold of that child and be able to rock it into that of thy arms. My friend, she beheld that of the Son of God. I want you to think about that just for a little while. I know how she felt, amen. I know what went through her mind. I know the joy that was building up within her. My friend, the Bible said that whenever this child was brought forth, there was no room in the inn. There he was brought forth in that of a stable. Mom and Dad, you have the luxuries of that of a hospital. To be able to bring that of the child into that of thy arms. My friend, you can realize and relate to that. The joy that came into your heart the first time that you was able to hold that of your child. My friend, and to be able to cradle it in your arms. The joy Mary must have had that day, the first morning. A king for that of God above, a that of the Heavenly Father, the only man, my friend, that was born into this world, that whenever he was laid into the womb of Mary, I told him this to you the other day, Jerry, that he was the same age, my friend, as his dad, whenever he was conceived, amen. Think about that one just for a little while. He was the same age of his father when he was conceived into the womb. The Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit in these three make one. What about that girl, Tony? He's getting hold of that. But church, I want you to think this for a little bit. Whenever Christ came into this world, Mary beheld that of the Son of God. No hands failed. You go over in the book of John, the first chapter there. The Bible said that John was down there at the Jordan, the river Jordan. He was baptized in there. And the Pharisees come unto them and ask him to give the question. What right have you got to do this? Are you ain't Jesus or no one of the prophets or one of those of the men of old? You're not Elijah. What are you doing here? He said, no, I just came to baptize. He was a forerunner under that of Christ. He came to prepare the way for the Messiah to step out on the scene. My friend, the Bible said, I don't know how this is going to tie in. My friend has said that he was going down there at the Bus Jordan River, and he said unto them, he said, I baptize you with water. He said, but there will be one come before me, I baptize you with the Holy Spirit. My friend, whenever God stepped out on the scene, he said the very next day, there they was assembled again. And he said there before that, the day before that, he said they one here before you, in whom you know not.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. One here.
Yep.
The Son of God standing in the midst of the people, but they knew him not.
Yeah.
Didn't even know him, couldn't pick them out if they had to.
Amen.
But the Bible said that the very next day, John was down there again baptizing at the river, and he said, this woman is a man that I ain't even worthy to stoop down and loosen that with lashes upon his shoes. The Bible said that Christ stepped out on the scene, and there he said, John said, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. I just got the message. Praise be to God. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. Mary beheld the Son of God. Without her harm. A dog in heaven, the heaven of God, and out of the sky, and when you looked upon them, and those that were of God, upon that of the river of Jordan, amen.
Amen.
I know how it felt.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Now I know how it's like. I'm all right now, church, amen. We can preach a little loud. And it won't be long.
Amen.
This will be one of five quick and sweet ones. Glory and joy.
Yeah, bless
your boy. We say you're going to baptize him. Down at the river of Jordan, baptizing him. There he stepped down and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who cometh to take away the sins of the world."
Yeah.
Mary held the darling Son of God. She beheld him in his arms. Yeah. Up there at the banks of the Jordan, John beheld him with that in his eye. Let's go on, little brother. If you'll go on to the Luke, I believe it is chapter 24, verse 29. Go on to 24:49. Then you'll see God Christ is prophesying something. He said the time's going to come. And he said, "I want you to go. And I want you to get yourself together and get ready to assemble yourself and that in Jerusalem and wait for the promise that is to come."
Amen.
I ain't seen where this is going yet. It gets right. He said, "I want you to go." You go into Acts chapter 1. They said these men were down there. And it's referring back to Luke chapter 24, verse 49, I believe is the verse. And he said, "Men, brethren, there's about 120 of them there." He said, "I want you to go, and I want you to wait here in Jerusalem. You'll see them yourself in the upper room." He said, "Then I want you to take, and when you go there, I want you to make sure you depart not from this city. But," he said, "I want you to wait for the promise." I want you to wait for the promise.
Yeah.
And then the Bible said that as they were standing there talking, there were two men came down, that of the angels of the Lord, and Christ began to ascend up out of their sight, and they said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? This same Jesus you see going away shall come again in like manner." And the Bible said, over in Acts chapter 2, that they began to assemble themselves together, and there was every nationality there that you could think of all creating sin. And they assembled themselves, and all of a sudden, a great, mighty rushing wind, my friend, the Holy Spirit, came into that place that night. And my friend, the Bible said, there they received the Holy Ghost and began to talk in that different tongue. And everybody had an understanding of what was being said.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Mary beheld him in her arms. John beheld him with his eyes. But praise be to God, we behold him in our hearts. Beholding the Son of God.
Yeah.
We behold him in our hearts.
That's right. Amen.
Receiving that of the child of God.
Amen.
Mary held him. John saw him, we beheld him.
Right.
But then that of our hearts.
Yeah.
The Bible said that there they received the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues and everything, and then the Pharisees began to accuse them and to mock them and say, "What is this? It's not the third hour of the night, or whatever it was." And he said, "You're under drunk." And Peter stood up and said, "How can we be drunk? It being just that of the third hour." He said, "We're not drunk. My friend, they just got a hold of something that Mary held in her arms, that John seen with his eyes, and they received in their heart."
Amen.
Go over to chapter 11 in the book of Acts, and there's a new title being placed upon that was in the way.
Yeah.
See, we were in the way. We're still in the way of a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
But the Bible said in Antioch chapter, in Acts chapter 11, there in Antioch, is when the in the way got changed to Christian. You know what Christian means? Little Christ for Christ's life. Yeah. Little Jesus is walking around everywhere. I mean, the world's been overtaken with little Jesus is. And it's driving this country insane. Amen. They don't know what to do with it. I once said, One time the Baptists don't know how to take me. The Church of God's afraid of me. The Church of Christ won't have it. Amen. I get excited. Sometimes I get excited. When it comes about the things of God and the things that He's done in the dead and that soul, and which no man could have done.
Right. Amen.
Church, we're fixing to come close here right real quick. I want you to think about this. Remember this. You remember the day that you beheld that of the darling Son of God when He first came into your heart.
Yeah.
Right. Do you remember how it was when you gave birth, brother, when that child came into the room? You held that child in your heart. The joy that was there was joy unspeakable. Boy, boy, this is what happened, Brother Jay. Every day from that day, every day they seen that child grow and they nursed that child and the joy began to grow with it every day until they came to a point that child started crawling.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Mom, Dad, and I trying to do something, child crawling, everything they are. They now cannot get done what they need to get done for them as a kid. I hope this ain't a rabbit trail. I hope this is going sideways. And then as it begins to crawl and get into this and that, all of that joy it seems up to comes to a point it kind of stops, Brother Jerry. I mean, you still got the joy there. It's still there. But now that joy, some of it's getting pulled away into that of aggravation. Brother Jerry, give a thought last night and ended up closing out 3 thoughts. Got 3 thoughts before you close the time message out. Compassion. And that, he give a thought on touch, being touched. And then he preached on that of things that is being in your need, the things that you need, the situation of your life. But here is a child begins to crawl in the joy that you had now, a little of it's getting turned into frustration. You're not getting done hard as much as what you did, but you're still accomplishing quite a bit. Now the child started walking. Now it cuts your things you're doing in half. You have twice the frustration running after these kids when you tell them no, and they just keep right on when your head's turned and they go right back to it, amen?
That's right, me.
That's the way they are.
Yep.
They'll mind you, just, I mean, boy, they'll mind you. Turn you back, forget about the mind.
Oh, yeah.
And right back into it. You know that's exactly the way God's people are.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You get a hold of a little bit of baby. Name Jesus in your heart. Mm-hmm. Oh, for a year you're going strong. You're testifying. You've got to tell everybody about it. You can tell us about it. He's real. He's alive. And he's God unspeakable, bubbling up. A bed of a river of life follows the ladder of the belly of man. Until a little bit of water gets out there and you're looking.
Yeah.
I don't see how that would be so bad, but you know, I need to be about the Father's business, but boy, I've been telling a lot of people about Him for a long time. I've been really doing everything I can do for the Lord for a while. That don't really look that bad. You start dabbing in just a little bit.
Yeah.
Being hindered. Mm-hmm. And you know that you're getting aggravated, but you can't understand why you're aggravating you because you wanted some of that so bad. Touch a little of this, or touch a little of that, grab some of that, or grab some of this.
Yeah.
Here the things of the world started crawling. They wasn't too bad while they were just laying there in a cradle idle. But when they got up and started moving around, what you'd see them? You're beginning to desire this thing. You're beginning to want a little of this thing. And then, it gets to the point, it's just walking all around you. Then half of what you was doing with the Lord, you're no longer doing half of it, but you're giving Him half your time and the world the other half.
That's right.
Or the things you have in your heart the other half. The Bible says to lay up, not the things of this world, but left in your heart the things above.
Yeah.
Amen?
That's right.
The Bible says forsaken the things of this world.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something, church. In the book of Isaiah, over there, the Bible said, it talks about a transgressor. You know what a transgressor is? A transgressor is that God does love, no doubt, probably saved. but he begins to transgress against the law. He begins to dibble in things that he shouldn't be dibbling in.
Right.
Know what God says he does? He said, when they start that and you start that, my ears are closed to your prayers. He said, my arm is withdrawn from my head.
That's right.
Separate
you. Right. Yeah. You know that little bitty lady that's brought into this world that you're rocking in your arms? What if? Just think about this. What if? That little bitty baby, some drastic happened to him. Maybe he got grown, a teenager. He's out here in the world, stumbling in a ditch. You got a little bit too much of the world. You're holding on half of this and holding on some of this that you used to have fully hold of. And the time your prayers is most needed, when you really need to get a hold of God.
That's right. Yeah.
Get his ear.
Oh, bless the Lord.
His hand is what you're up.
Yeah.
Well, if it gets that way, I've got a lot of brothers and sisters. Right. But he's for you. The storm comes every any time. Take down every telephone line there. Knock that up, self turn around. Then what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And they need you the most. My friend, they don't need what you can give them to this world.
That's right.
They don't need it. The only thing that's going to have a chance at that will ever do anything good for them in their life is that of a man called Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Listen to me just for a minute, church. We're living in the last hour.
Right.
I believe that with all my heart. The preacher heard that all my life. Yeah, but you've not seen the prophecies being fulfilled like they are now. Mm-hmm. You talk about that then.
Right.
But now, when you talk about it, these things are lined up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me tell you what's going to happen now before Christ comes back. Not one thing.
Yeah.
It's all set up. All he's got to say is, son, go get him. And I'll tell you what, the 25th chapter of the book of Revelation, or Matthew, you read it, that ought to make you shiver. You go and read the first, second, third chapter of Revelation, you'll find the church in it. You get out of the third chapter of Revelation, Brother Paul, the church is never again mentioned until the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And it's talking about giving them God's feet that you're thinking to see. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying somebody's going through some awful hard times from chapter 3 until the end of it. Now listen to this. You don't think it's going to be bad? The Bible says that they'll run to the cliffs and cry and beg out for the rocks to fall.
Amen. Yep.
And they'll beg and cry out for death. But death won't be there.
Right.
Can you imagine being caught up with that devices and being set apart like they burn a lot of God's people or whipped and beaten and they're dismembered and you want to die, begging to die, and you can't die?
Yeah.
Until the last time. And then all shall stand before those that did not heed to the call will stand before God and give account. They'll answer to God.
Amen.
You know, there's a lot of people, Brother Jerry, worried and scared to death about hell, right? So, let me tell you something. Hell is minor. Mm-hmm. Hell's minor.
That's right.
That ain't the worst of it.
That's right.
Because hell itself, one day, the Bible says, shall be delivered up.
Right.
And it, and death, and cast into what?
Lake
of fire and
brimstone.
You know what brimstone represents? Out of melted granite. You know what it takes to melt granite? Molten granite. That's hot, church. And that's a place where the worm dies not.
Mm-hmm.
Church, in closing, I want to say this. Eric, come get a song ready. I want to get a bonus like it was 5 minutes or listen to me, church. We've never been faced with things like we're faced with today.
Right.
You know, it's all I can do is sit on this pew, listen to a preacher, and he'll keep my full attention for a good 30 minutes.
Come on.
I'm being honest with you, Brother Tony, I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I do. It's like everything I do is pull and take everything in that God's pouring out that man's mind. The man of God can be it for you for 30 minutes. It ain't that God's changed, but we're faced with so many things curved on our side because of the people that we've got a hold of and things about the world.
When I see the sunrise,
there's nothing more precious than your home. This vine started out in a home in a garden of Eden, and it finished up in a garden in a place called heaven. It's going to end in a blessing. My friend, whenever it's finished, that's the end of it. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And those that have made preparations to go on to be with the Lord. I'm glad you're not there. It's your joy. Just as strong, just as full as what it was the day you received God. Are you out there like you was the first year you got saved? Is it just as strong? Is it just as real? Here's how I say this. If there's anything that God said from the Spirit, if the Spirit of God is filling you with the truth of your heart, don't sit there and wait for it to pass you by. He'll move on. The Spirit of God is easily offended. It's easily quenched. And my friend, if he gives you a change, you better grab it. Because you have nothing but good going on from that. Is everyone staying? No eyes. No one looking around. Everything back.